Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at about 5:08, we will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day.
Then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today we have a salute to Thanksgiving side dishes on a Bad Choice Friday with D.D. Sharp. See, I think it's kind of catchy. It's about mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to make a catchy song about mashed potatoes.
Well, she actually is singing about mashed potatoes. There was a mashed potato dance.
Dance, right. Do the mashed potato.
But that was not about
mashed
potatoes.
That was the song I was trying to use.
But we went with this one because she's actually singing about mashed potatoes.
Correct. I just think that one is a little more fun and had a chance.
Okay.
Instead of this ass whooping, it's getting catching right now. For green beans.
This one actually has, you know, backing band, strong vocals.
Yeah.
A harmonic section.
D.D. Sharp and Mashed Potato Time taking on the one and only Hungry Food Band
green
on a Bad Choice Friday.
And then we got
green
this.
Beans.
Which, again,
green
I will contend the superior side dish when beans. It comes to Thanksgiving.
That you were wrong about.
Not at all. Look, he's so excited about it. They made the top.
You
got to
add in
album.
A word, though.
Beans.
Casserole.
Vote now on a Bad Choice Friday if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. There you go.
I bought those stupid onions last night.
The crunchy onions?
Yeah. I'm not making a green bean casserole.
Why did you buy them then?
Well, I guess to just munch on some. I don't know.
What else are they for?
I mean, you can.
You can put them on a salad. You can put them on stuff, but we had talked about it all day, so I passed by them and went, I need some.
Try it on a sandwich, man.
I got a turkey breast last night.
What's that?
I got a turkey breast last night. I'm going to give it a shot this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and you're going to do a dry run before the actual turkey?
That's right.
Okay.
Nice. Smoke.
Wow.
That's not a bad idea, man. Give
start
it a shot.
Start with the little breast before I go big turkey.
Are you responsible for the turkey?
God, no. They would not put me in charge.
Are you smoking it?
Yeah, I'm going to try to smoke it, yeah.
Does it have a bone in it?
I believe so. Yes, it does.
Okay, hope that's true.
Currently in the fridge. Because people need to start defrosting them now.
Might be a
right?
big rubbery lump.
I don't know. How many days out do you need to pull that turkey
it
out
depends.
Of the freezer?
If you buy a Butterball ready-to-bake frozen turkey, they have them this year.
They have them this year. But
where you can buy them, you can freeze them, and you can cook them frozen.
But
and
traditionally,
you would have to take a frozen bird and put it in your fridge like 3 days beforehand.
Depends, and then you realize how much room it takes up. How much crap you have to move around your refrigerator to put its big frozen ass in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. First, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hey, we got one on our sleep question. Hola, guys. About 25 years ago, I was 19-year-old, and a bunch of buddies and I went to Whistler to party it up. Long story short, I ended up getting so wasted that I locked myself out of my hotel room. So I passed out on the lobby couch. When I do that, there's no waking me up. And after hotel staff made multiple attempts, they then called the cops. Next thing I remember is waking up on the floor of the drunk tank next to some dude playing finger drums on the cell door and singing, "Let me out," to the guards. When I got a chance to talk to the guard myself, I learned I started swinging at the cops when they woke me up. No recollection of this whatsoever. Anyway, after I apologized profusely, they released me with no charges, and I just stumbled back to my hotel where no one said a word about it, nor was I kicked out. So luckily, I did this in the most polite damn country in the world. Liquor and poutine, guys. That from Irish.
All right.
Good times. All the guys just want to get into the birthdays here. Wish my big brother Matt a very happy 42nd birthday. Thank him for helping me through some hard times this year. Could I get a your penis is too small and you guys talking all over yourselves about how you do declare. Thanks, guys. That from Clay. Well, it's all about Ted today when he gets on stage.
A lot of stuff. Brown, Brown, the Steelers, I do declare.
He's got to
drop that. I do declare. I'll be on the rounds with a Monday night, man.
I'm watching that show.
Declare. That's the no interest in making a whole turkey.
He's going to get a beer. I do declare. Yes. What else we got? Let's see here. Thought of you guys when we were at the Reptile Zoo in Monroe. Can confirm your soundbite is extremely accurate. That would be the turtles having sex.
Oh, really?
Because we got a video.
All right.
It's hard to hear them going at it in the attached video because there's too many kids around. But in fact, they were two tortoises were doing their thing and making that noise.
You think they were like, dude, we have an audience. Let's do it.
Why not?
I like it when people watch.
Took our son up there for his birthday today. So could I get a shout out for Kellen? On his fifth birthday, some advice from Coach Ted on the importance of sleep and not waking his parents up. At 4:30 in the morning, every day. Thanks, guys. That from Tyler.
What's this, young Kellen's five?
He is 5 years old.
All right, Kellen, first of all, strong name. Happy birthday, son. I'm sure you're going to get some awesome stuff, and there's a lot of things you can do now that you're five and it's your birthday. You can look at your dad straight in the eyes tonight and tell him I want that third piece pizza. I want that milkshake with the burger. But what you can't do is be going in their room at 4:30 in the morning. All right, son, you're five now. 4:30, by the way. Nobody's getting up at that time unless they're going to work. Do you have a shift to work? I don't think so. It's still dark outside. Let's just take a deep breath, maybe count to 10, lay back down in our bed, and I bet we can go to sleep. You don't want Coach coming over there being like, Kellen, go to sleep! That's not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. Tyler, try to keep him up later.
Something.
I mean, seriously.
Or lock your bedroom door.
Dude,
don't put him to bed at 8 o'clock, even if
but
he...
But sometimes, man, kids
through.
Just do that.
Right.
My buddy's kid, I can't explain it. She does it at 5:30.
Really?
On the dime. I have been there. We have kept that kid up till like 11:30. 5:30 on the dime.
That's just what's going to happen.
Every morning.
I hate those people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that'll never change. That'll be their entire life structure, and I just cannot do it.
I have a hard time seeing her doing that as a teenager.
All right, guys.
Changes those years.
Yeah. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about a couple extra emails. A new location is carrying your Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can.
Excellent.
That is the subject, Zeke's Pizza, Mount Lake Terrace. Guys, can I send you some pictures? Well, of course you can. Depends on what the pictures are.
Yeah. Can we post them?
Well, it depends on what the pictures are.
Yeah.
I'm the local owner, have a new location that has been supporting your new Black Raven IPA since it came out. We are located right next to the new Mount Lake Terrace light rail station in the new Terrace Station apartment retail core.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So you're local customers. Come on by. Thanks, guys. That from Jillian, who says, you guys rock. But Jillian, yes, send us whatever pictures you think appropriate.
Certainly.
Yeah. Some we'll post, some we won't.
That's awesome. I'm shocked you made it up to that one.
Well,
Zeke's has been really good to us.
Zeke's in Redmond, Ravenna, and Bellevue also is carrying our Men's Room Oladays Holiday Porter.
Oh, damn. All
so right. They have that on draft as well. I don't know if they've gotten to the keg yet, but they've got one.
Right, and same with the Westy Roosevelt. They have a keg of the Holidays Porter in there.
They just haven't tapped it yet?
Yeah, they're still pouring the IPA, but when they get rid of that. But I was going to say, one of my buddies slangs pie for Zeke's on the weekend. So I knew a couple in the city. I think he had kind of put in a good word for us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Zeke's has a great pizza, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Uh-huh. Some other locations real quicker on the Men's Room Oladays Holiday Porter. It is available now at the Lime in Kirkland. So
yeah,
if you're in Kirkland,
nice.
That is a great bar, especially if you want to go in there on a Sunday, watch some NFL football, college football on Saturday, UFC fights, huge screens, great menu. We did a Men's Room World Tour stop there.
I was shocked at how cool that place is.
We can validate the servers, the bartenders, the owner.
Everyone.
Everything about that place is fantastic.
And I'll remind people, this is your last full slate Saturday for college football for the year. So go to a bar like that. Drink some beers, eat some food.
The beer is also available, the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter at Who's On First in Snohomish, Imbibe Bottle Shop in Maple Valley. Also, Maltby Pizza in Maltby, the Sultan Liquor location in Sultan, Route 2 Tap Room Monroe, Flatstick Pub in Redmond, and in Kirkland, Andy's Fish House Snohomish, the Lodge Sports Bar in Mill Creek. I'm glad to know there's a lodge still open.
Still around, yeah.
Jeez a whiz. Also available at Razzle's Lake Stevens, the 884 Pub in Bremerton. Hello, Suzanne. Olaf's in Ballard, Mike's Chili Parlor in Ballard. Might go to Mike's Chili Parlor tonight and get one.
All right.
As a matter of fact. Houndstooth Public House in Greenwood, also available at Andy's Fish House in Snohomish, the Daffodil Bowl in Puyallup, the Peninsula Tap Room Squim, Rooney's in Woodinville, and the Farm 12 Restaurant in Puyallup.
And thank you to all of you guys that carry that, man. That is awesome.
Yeah. A couple locations on the Men's Room IPA. These just in. This delicious masterpiece has been located at the Safeway in Ephrata. Just a couple miles from my house. It's now close enough I can walk to get more when I run out. You guys are awesome. That from Trucker Matt. As I take off my sweatshirt, is it hot as hell in here? Or am I losing my mind?
It's a little warmer than usual.
It's a little warmer, yeah.
I noticed you were pitting. I'm like sweating.
I'm getting a little sticky.
I'm bad, though.
You can pit in the Arctic.
Yeah.
Round the igloo. Why is Dad sweating? Because it's Dad. That's all.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
What else we have?
But you're right, Miles. It's a little warmer in here than usual. I think part of it is because it's getting colder outside, so now the heat's kicking on.
I think you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Ted, just so you know, the texts have been flowing in.
Okay.
About your appearance Saturday night for the
I'll be there Saturday afternoon.
There's two shows.
Correct. I'll be at the 3 p.m. show.
Okay. All right. So I cannot guarantee that these people will be at the performance you will be at as you're doing the charity check presentation for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. But someone here says, hey, Ted, I'm going to Trans-Siberian Orchestra as well. Ted must say, I do declare. Someone else says, just man up, Ted. I do declare. Another one. Get up there like Rocky Marciano. He was 76 years old. I do declare. Someone else says, a lot of people that don't know who you are going to be like, what is up with Foghorn Leghorn? Another one. I'll be in the third row. I will scream it if you don't, Ted. Let's see what else we got. You could start a wave of I do declare with all the listeners that'll be there. It'd be funny to see how many other people join in. Someone else just says, I do declare. Then a suggestion for you. They say, I am but a simple country radio personality. I do declare.
And if you see Ted there at Climate Pledge Arena, he will buy you the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can because it is available at Climate Pledge.
Actually,
if you're having to go to either one of the two shows.
Actually, somebody here says, Ted, I will be there. I will buy you a drink. So there you go. I'll be at Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I will shout it out, if you don't, along with my son and his friend.
I'll tell you this. I've never seen them before, but every person that I know who has gone to one of their shows says it is one of the best concerts that you will
Correct.
Ever see.
Yeah. I mean,
apparently they are amazing.
Yeah, and I'm taking a buddy, a couple of his kids, so like we're doing like a whole event around it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
but, yeah. I'll work it in. I don't know if I'm going to open up with it.
See you open with it, but you got to sneak it in. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that will be the money shot right there. And you're going to make so many people, you're going to make a lot of people confused, but you're going to make a lot of other people very happy.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we need to go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
Three times fast.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
One.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
Two.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
There you go.
That was a win.
That was a win. Terry Daly with a win on Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person... Peterson could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Quick note on the text there. I went to Daffodil Bowl just the other day to try the new beer. It was absolutely amazing.
It is. It's a good beer.
Sorry, so yawning.
Oh, by the way, Ted, Randy from Bremerton, he'll be at your Trans-Siberian Orchestra show in the fourth row.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do declare.
I do declare.
Yes.
Is that Randy I see out there?
The Randy. I do declare. Randy Johnson, another name like just kind of lends itself to fun.
Yeah.
I could see somebody from the band just walking over and be like, oh, it stopped.
Right.
Right. Like, it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
There's the I do declare guy right over there.
Right. Like, we need to play the
just
show.
Just ask him. I don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah. Lo and behold, Ted, a late night of, we knew you were up and actually doing Ted versus the FCC this week because your fantasy football team sucks. So,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Either way, we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. And they write in, they say, hey, fellas. Sending this in early.
You can't stop doing it now.
What I do declare.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, fellas. Sending this in early so you can microdose on the captain's Malaysian Tide Pods before your gig with the orphan puppies. Man. Good luck, Ted and Larpon. And this is from Sam.
Nice.
And this is a Seattle Sounders inspired Ted versus the FCC.
All right.
As your Sounders are in action tomorrow, 7:30 on Apple TV against the Los Angeles Football Club.
Correct. LAFC.
That's right. So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Celebrate soccer at City Sushi. City Sushi sells sake shots. City Sushi sake shots are 60 shillings a shot. So sit at City Sushi for 60 shilling sake shots. Go Sounders, I do declare.
Jeez, away.
The way we play Ted versus the FCC one time through. Then three times fast.
Yeah, it looks like you wrote in, I do declare.
I did not do that.
I'm sure. They just changed the font.
I was just making the hurricane map bigger.
Yeah,
right. With a Sharpie.
Yeah.
All right. Celebrate soccer at City Sushi. City Sushi sells sake shots. City Sushi sake shots are 60 shillings a shot. So sit at City Sushi for 60 shillings sake shots. Go sound as I do declare.
Three times fast.
Celebrate soccer at Sushi at City Sushi. City Sushi sells sake shots. City Sushi sake shots are 60 shillings a shot. So sit at City Sushi for 60 shillings sake shots. Go sound as I do declare.
One.
Celebrate soccer at City Sushi. City Sushi sells sake shots. City Sushi sake shots are 60 shillings a shot. So sit at City Sushi for 60 shilling sake shots. Go Sounders, I do declare.
Two.
Celebrate soccer at City Sushi. City Sushi sells sake shots. City Sushi's sake shots are 60 shillings a shot. So sit at City Sushi for 60 shilling sake shots. Go Sounders, I do declare.
Oh. There we go. Maybe a win for the Sounders, too, right? But a big win. It's Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, coming up around 5:08 or so, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Once again, we're hearing rumors of a Christmas tree shortage. This one due to the recent hurricane devastation.
Ah, and there's a drought as well, which doesn't help.
Exactly. It happens every year.
There's a shortage of Christmas trees. That's why you have to pay $200 for them.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you bring the tree home and all the needles start falling off after day two, you're screwed.
We're getting an artificial tree.
Yep.
It solves the problem.
Kind of the fix.
Well, the needle thing, too, is like, look, I love a real tree.
Sure.
But if you go out the day after Thanksgiving, that thing ain't going to make it to Christmas.
No, not in the Northeast.
No.
I mean, that whole area is completely dry.
Now, with that said, if you're like me and you spend an ungodly amount of Christmas trees because you love a noble fir, I was shocked. Like, mine stayed for, I mean, I threw it out in, early January? I always wait to the 5th, and it was still soft to the touch.
Really?
Yeah. You kept it good in water too, though, didn't you?
Well, come on, son.
Attaboy.
Right. Yeah, I know. VD walked into my house one day and he's like, "Oh man, what's that? A beer bong?" I'm like, "No, man.
You're gonna water the tree with it."
Yeah, it's like a long green tube with a funnel on top.
Yeah, but knowing you, that's a reasonable question.
No, I'm going to defend him on this
one.
This time of year, it's a green doggone tube. We just used a hose when I was a kid. You actually stick it into the tree there, then you get yourself a funnel, and then that's what you use to water the tree.
I know we all started working together. I was in my 20s, but I don't have beer bogs in my home.
Right.
I still would have asked. I mean, because I would not have thought it was a Christmas tree waterer.
I think if you saw it, I mean, that's what Mike's saying. I mean, the green tube's that
tall. It doesn't
look
like a beer bong.
It doesn't look, right, and it's straight.
Right.
Ah, okay.
You'd have to hold it up like this.
Ted, what's up with the straight beer bong?
Right. We always did.
Now, I did make one on July 4th, but just for that day.
He's still in there.
Yeah, come on, man. I don't have a beer bong. I mean, I made one.
But I left it at Marchand's. Ah. I mean, look, that's just for Freedom Day.
The Freedom Funnel.
Yeah, basically.
Shocking new research suggests that COVID-19 infections may actually produce cells that shrink cancerous tumors.
Ooh. Really? Okay. Interesting. So, maybe some good news?
Yeah, right. Some good news.
Positive COVID news?
They're white blood cells that are created during COVID-19 infections. And I guess in addition to fighting off that virus, it might actually start killing the tumors.
Damn.
Shrinking them down, destroying them from the inside.
That's right. COVID is your friend.
Man, medicine and molecular stuff is weird.
It is.
It's just, nothing makes sense there. I don't get it.
Only two scientists.
Correct. Correct.
Well, it just depends on what your body's trying to fight off and how similar that is to other things.
Mm-hmm. The world's thinnest spaghetti has officially been created.
I wonder how long that drops in water for. See, in other words, like if you use angel hair, capellini.
It's
maybe 2-3 minutes. So
thinner than that?
You want to hit him with a mic?
So it's not actually supposed to be eaten, from what I understand.
Oh, then it's not spaghetti.
There's different there's different
like medical applications they can use for this. But one of the things that they, so one of that, because you sent me the article, right? Kind of explained it. But one of the reasons they call it spaghetti is because it's made out of flour and water. They did all these other, like, real scientific-y science things to create these nanotubes and all the rest of this thing, right? Which have very practical applications. But it cost a lot of money, used a lot of energy. And then, believe it or not, they were like, what if we just use flour and water? And much like putting pasta through any kind of press, right, to get the shape you want, just make it really teeny tiny. Really so smellable. It's not to be eaten. It's for medical reasons, but they realize we saved. They even said that this breakthrough that they had, they went to the local grocery store, bought a frickin' bag of flour.
And it works.
And it worked.
So it's like a microfiber size cable.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So once it's 200 times thinner than human hair.
Yeah, think about that.
Okay. So once you put it in water, the Russians come and cut it.
Yes.
That's wild.
That is great.
Oh, man.
Also, does it have a different name?
That right now, they're just calling it the whatever spaghetti.
Whatever spaghetti.
Well, I'm just saying, technically, right? That's why angel hair is called angel hair, not tiny spaghetti.
Right, tiny spaghetti.
Tiny spaghetti.
Oh, look. Look at your cute spaghetti.
I don't know if you could do a red sauce with that one. I feel like I'd get lost.
What's that, angel hair?
That tiny spaghetti.
Oh, the tiny spaghetti?
The angel hair is already too thin for me.
Really?
People do that sometimes if it's too thin.
A lot of people don't realize that's the angel's body hair.
Yeah.
I'm team angel hair every day of the week.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys also don't like green bean casserole.
Nice and wispy, doesn't get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mentioned the Freedom Funnel, Ted, the guy that that taught me that term. He sent me his. I'll send you the link.
The birds?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, so it's not entirely wrong. My Instagram is always like, you need a Freedom Funnel? I'm like, no, I don't need a Freedom Funnel.
Yeah, you do.
Freedom Funnel.
Yeah, you do. Have you not seen this thing, Miles?
No.
This thing's insane. It is literally just, it's in the shape of an eagle. You put the... and down it goes.
I think Lee Greenwood should play when you drink out of that.
I think it does.
Oh, it's insane, man. Public interaction doesn't come naturally to everybody, and for those people, we've got a few pointers. Oh, for heaven's sakes. I hate when I doggone do that crap.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 conversation starters to get and keep someone's attention. Walk into a bar. Find a person sitting alone. Take the seat next to them and start picking the debris out of your fingernails. Ask them if they know what it is. Then tell them, it's blood. If they ask if it's your blood, you say no. If they ask whose it is, sit in silence. Force a single tear down your face and then ask them if that excites them. Positive Friday.
Dear God. Is he okay? I feel like I ask that at least twice a week.
You should ask him more.
It doesn't translate. I'll go in there like he's got his own little Charlie Brown 5-cent therapy on there.
Right.
I feel like I need to go in there from time to time and just
but charge him 10 cents.
Let him decompress. Right, I get a little bit little bit of the profits there. So
get some money back.
Yeah, come on now. So these are conversation starters to get and keep someone's attention, and they have several different categories on there. So we'll start with the conversation starters that pique the imagination.
All right.
So basically, these are some conversation starters that require you and your companion to use your imagination. So you're sitting down there, you're talking with somebody, and you ask them this. If you could choose any superpower, what would you pick?
All right.
I feel like if I'm sitting down with a random person, if we're just...
not what I start with.
No.
Right. That's the whole thing is that it's conversation starters. Right. I was at a bar watching the Seahawks game when I was down there in Vegas. Just started chatting up a dude who's a Minnesota Vikings fan. I couldn't imagine saying, hey, man, if you could choose any superpower, what would you pick?
Yeah, but it's also not random because you're already chatting about football.
True.
You know what I mean? Isn't this list like, hey, you just sit next to somebody, you got to start conversation.
Just got to throw it out there.
Yeah, like when you go to a sports bar, it's pretty much established that you could talk to somebody about sports.
We should Impractical Joker style this thing. Set up a bunch of cameras in one of our favorite bars. Just send somebody up there. All right, Ted, ask him. If you could go anywhere in time, where would you go and why?
I'll be honestly, and listen, I'm very good...
Yes, I like small talk.
Yes, you are.
It drives you up a wall. That's like a new thing. Like the last few years, like all the tech bros and everything. It's like small talk is boring. So I ask leading questions like this and that. Like, I don't give a crap. Like, I'd rather you sit next to me in a bar and ask me like something realistic. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Hey, or don't talk.
Right. The whole point of the conversation is to build a conversation and hopefully find a friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the part that I get stalled out on is when I just see somebody. You have a great way of just identifying people and what they like, Ted. That you find that on them, and you have such a knowledge of everything, or at least a broad knowledge of most things.
Thanks,
to where you can just kind of identify these things.
Yeah.
I'm terrified that I don't have any common ground with anybody. So then I'm just looking stupid, like, so do you like the Seahawks? Actually, I like books. Do you like Stephen King? Actually, I prefer J.C. Andrews.
Just bring up a green bean casserole.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. My friend Sam an a-hole because I like green bean casserole. You'll see the response.
There you go.
Well, you walk into that bar, you sit at the middle seat, middle of the bar, and you go, I do declare.
I do declare.
Mike had an idea that you take those boxes that you sell at, like, for band or for sports when you're in high school.
Oh, sure.
And then every single person, you tell them it's for a different charity. But the Impractical Joker thing in your ears, someone's telling you what you need to tell them that this money goes to, right?
Perfect.
But when you have that box and you have that manila envelope where the money goes in, even if you are in an establishment that sells food or whatever, if it's for charity, like anything else, they will give you a pass. You could stand outside of a Fred Meyer and do the same exact thing. Just have the box of chocolates, $2.
Yeah, I mean, them. Girl Scouts literally sell food outside of a grocery store.
Someone in your ear going, all right, you have to tell them that you're a member of.
Right.
This is for that.
The Euthanasia Club.
You can come up with whatever you want.
Conversation starters that pique the imagination. If you could switch places with someone for a day, who would you swap with?
Oh, God.
I would switch places with you. That way you would leave. That way you would pay your bar tab.
My mind went, like, if he's sitting there with this girl, I'd be like, you.
Conversation starters that can help you bond.
But you got to ask him, is that your girlfriend or what?
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Oh. I want to switch with you, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, man, is that
or
your wife?
If you don't want to offend them, is that your wife or girlfriend? They say yes. Well, not with you.
Ooh. No.
Is that your mom? I want to be your dad.
I want to switch with her.
Yeah.
Conversation starters that help you bond over mutual interests. I noticed you're into blank. How did you get into it?
Well, if you already noticed that, then that's an easy conversation.
I'm wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Right.
Exactly. It's a hobby. I tried it and went, this is fun.
Right. These are legit questions to ask, but again, I feel like that's just pretty natural.
Right. I think everyone does that. I met my buddy Leon because he's wearing a Black Sabbath Mob Rules shirt in homeroom. Like, dude, you're a Sabbath fan? And that's where it started.
When I was in Eugene, we're at Rennie's that morning. I come in, I'm wearing a Maryland hoodie, and the guy goes, oh, Maryland, huh? I'm a Ravens fan. I said, I'm not a Ravens fan, but how'd you get into the Ravens?
Yeah, right. I talked to a woman at the bar last night because she was wearing a throwback Steelers jersey.
Nice. Same thing.
So I had to just talk crap on her and tell her, I'm a Ravens fan.
Hell yeah.
And you guys kicked our ass.
Yeah.
I've also been getting into blank. Do you have any tips for a beginner?
That's fair as well. Also, again, you already know the interest.
Part of my problem with the way these are put out, and I need to continue to remind myself, is that they are stated so robotically, so at least it gives you the idea of what you're trying to ask.
Good point.
You know, you don't have to say verbatim. I notice I've also been trying to get into Seahawks. Do you have any tips for a new football fan?
Yeah.
Keep watching.
I think sometimes, too, if you talk to somebody, like, hear what they're saying. Like, if somebody's like, I don't like sports, then you got to either adjust the conversation or just talk about something fun around the sport.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. What are your goals when it comes to this hobby?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get this ass away from me.
Check.
Holy hell, is this how to get someone away from you or how to start a conversation with them?
No, these are conversation starters to get and keep someone's attention.
Is this from The Onion?
These are conversation starters that can help you share more about yourself, because what people love to talk about when in a conversation is you.
Yeah, oh, that's what they want to hear about.
This is the worst advice I've ever heard.
Man, the strangest thing happened to me today. And then you just go off.
No.
Well, that just sounds like you want to tell a story.
Right. Hey, buddy, you just stop right there.
Right. I'm going to stop.
Stop right there.
I'm halfway through this beer, and I want to enjoy the last half. I don't want to have to spend it listening to the unusual thing that's probably not all that unusual.
Oh, no. I should have sat at the other stool.
I had a guy hit me at the bar, man. I'm sitting there with my wife. The bar's reasonably crowded. And this guy, I've never met him before, turns around and Like, hey, man, what I think he said, like, pole or something like that. Long story short, it's about he believed that his girlfriend was cheating on him, blah, 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 blah. I listened to this whole thing. Keep in mind, I did not ask questions, nor was I interested. But when he was done with the story, I told him directly, I think you're effed.
Oh!
Yeah, I do declare. I do declare.
And also,
I don't know you. Why are you telling me all of your relationship problems? I never asked.
Right? I can be hypercritical of myself, and a lot of people can be hypercritical of themselves as well, but understand what also is the strangest thing, and if that's actually an interesting, strange thing to happen.
Strange thing happened. My testicle started itching in the shower.
Right. I mean, don't need to know. The clock on my car was set back by an hour. Crazy,
I just shaved
the
Nike swoosh in my pubic hair.
I heard the most surprising thing the other day. Mars is the fourth planet. My God.
You ever seen a liger? A lion and a tiger, they mix together.
Would you call me?
No. Oh, no. We're not going there.
I think you misunderstood me. He just put his beard down. He's staring at me.
Conversation starters that can help you get to know someone. Tell me something about yourself that would surprise most people.
Oh, my God.
This sounds more like a job interview.
Where did he find this?
I like one-legged Asian women that collect pickle jars.
Can we have any editing, you know, like kind of overrule of the segment?
Right, for real. What's the most fun thing you've done recently?
Let's not do that.
I killed a man. I mean,
just
I thought
to watch him die.
What's your guilty pleasure when it comes to books, movies, or music?
Well, I think The Exorcist is a comedy.
Is that really one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's fair.
Okay.
Miles is cringing like crazy at this.
I cannot believe this.
This is hurting him.
This really is.
This is actually causing him pain.
I want to throw a chair.
I will say, I told the lady yesterday working that little fake corner store.
Yeah.
Was singing 1D. She kind of looked at me and I said, yeah, I'm a huge big boy band guy. I'm sure you can tell by looking at me. Miles knows it's the story of my life.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Right after the funeral.
I'm honoring Liam.
All right.
I'll leave you with this last conversation starter that can help you get to know somebody. And it's not what's the weirdest food combo you actually love. It's...
You ever been with a black man?
Would you like to be?
Yeah. I was throwing it out there, man.
I do declare.
That is, Steve, that is my opening line every time I go.
Would you like to meet? Would you like to meet Foghorn Leghorn and Rhode Island Red?
You ever been with a black guy?
Inquiring minds want to know. I do declare. Well, tonight is your lucky night, I do declare.
Yeah.
Because you are getting some penis from me.
Black man with red hair, like the guy from Fine Young Cannibals, Rhode Island Red.
What's one thing you've learned recently that blew your mind?
Oh. That's the question.
That's the question.
That I'm sitting next to an idiot.
This is right. When they turn their back at the bar. And look,
very slowly.
Yeah, and just like don't even want to talk to you.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh, mercy. A drug dealer in the UK tried to text a potential customer about some crack cocaine, but he screwed up the number, and I will tell you all about it at 5:50. However, if you don't want to wait that long, give it like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Because we'll do that with a shot of the day. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time, and it's as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast, well, a feature headline coming up with Mike, 25-year-old Philip Paul of Surrey, England. Philip is a drug dealer, and he recently got his hands on some weed, some heroin, and some crack. But to let his customers know that he had a fresh stash, he sent out a bulk text detailing what he had for sale. However, when sending out the bulk text, he typed one digit wrong. And that particular incorrect number belonged to a police officer.
Yay!
And as you might imagine, Philip was promptly arrested. But even better, when cops confiscated his phone, they found the number of messages from the users requesting to buy the drugs. And they have been arrested as well.
Man.
Yay, Philip. Thank you for getting me arrested, you dumb son of a bitch.
So he texted a cop?
He multi-texted.
Did a bulk text. All right.
And most people, if you're going to do a bulk text, you have the names in your phone. So if I'm going to send it to, right?
Right, like
Ted,
like Thanksgiving,
Miles,
next week.
Mike, I send out a bulk text. This guy's putting it in by number and putting it in one wrong digit. And that one wrong digit happened to go to a cop's phone advertising his drug.
I mean, to a degree, you can't blame him that he's doing it by number. It's not like you want these numbers saved in your phone.
Well, how else does he have the number?
Maybe he's got a great memory.
Yeah, but that one Android phone ruined the entire group text.
Yeah.
It's green, damn it.
What was he selling?
Crack. He had weed, he had crack cocaine, he had heroin. I think he was only advertising the crack, but when they arrested him, he also had heroin and weed on him. It was all bad. Not a good day for our friend Philip, who's an idiot.
Bad time.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.